And now
we present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
Be sure to get your tickets to Funny First Weekend at Riddles, March 4th and 5th. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on some young thugs who have new respect for the 80s. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a skinny black guy with a chubby white girl at tax time.
Every week at the mall, man.
Every week. Car dealerships. They're everywhere.
Skinny white getting in South Carolina, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. They riding around with them temporary tags on them new used cars.
Yes, holding hands seriously. And everything, man.
Oh, you're it's right. Hug up season.
You're sick.
All right. Check it out. These crooks need to be thrown under the jail. A 30-year-old woman approached an 81-year-old woman and asked her, you know, can I get $10? I need some gas. So the 81-year-old replied by giving her 20 because she didn't even have a 10. So you would think the 30-year-old woman would say thank you and be grateful for the older lady's charity. But nope. The 81-year-old woman drove off. The 30-year-old woman jumped in her car and followed her with two other people in the car. So when the elderly woman parked her car, the 30-year-old woman and a 34-year-old man approached the 81-year-old woman's car, reached inside, and snatched the lady's purse. Then they jumped in their car and drove off, but the 81-year-old lady was not having it. She jumped in her car, well, she drove her car and rammed it into theirs. So now, after she rammed their car, she followed them and called the police. When the police arrived, they noticed the damage and found the car and arrested the two ungrateful people that snatched the old lady's car. And they gave them multiple charges. And now they have $50,000 bond, and that's what the hell they get. Seriously.
Okay.
Now, it's as serious as a wife's disposition the day after a deposition.
Wow.
Ooh.
You don't want to be drinking coffee with Camille this morning. Seriously.
She's good. All right.
Says she's good. All right. This next story is bizarre. It comes from Brazil. It involves some rum, a knife, and a monkey. I can't make this stuff up, people.
It's a bad dream.
It does,
always
don't
goes
it?
Back to the monkey, doesn't
know,
it?
Well, hey, this is a true story, Sybil. Some workers in the bar left a glass of rum unattended, and the rum was consumed by the monkey. Now, the monkey is said to have become belligerent and grabbed a knife and began to chase the patrons around the bar. Now, the crazy part, the monkey was only chasing the male patrons. It left all the women alone. I'm not making this up.
God.
And there's nothing worse. Now, I've had some drunk monkey, but I've never had belligerent drunk monkey with a knife.
Knife now, yielding.
No, you don't want that in your life. That's sharp drunk monkey. But look, now firefighters had to be called to the scene, and they actually captured the monkey. But before they captured it, the monkey went up on the roof and was, poking a knife at people from the roof. So they eventually caught the monkey and released him into the wild. But 2 weeks later, the monkey returned and was aggressively acting aggressive toward other citizens. So now they captured the monkey. They don't know if the monkey should be kept in captivity or released back to the wild. Seriously, I am not making up none of that, and I didn't even play with that monkey.
No, you didn't, man.
No,
this
I did not.
Could have been avoided had you spanked that monkey, though, really, man.
Yeah, sometimes. You don't want your drunk monkey to become belligerent. Very much so.
You just got to spank that monkey. You're right, man.
And next week, the chicken.
No, you choked the chicken.
You choked the chicken.
Yes.
You beat the
Everybody
monkey up.
Everybody know that.
Beat the monkey up.
Yeah. Beat the monkey, so when you choke the chicken.
And you're welcome.